B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here's what I get off my chest. When we're talking about the Super Bowl, it was the most amazing moment. It really was. And, you know, tearing up, getting drunk, walking to, you know, to being the sea of people until the wee hours of the, until the morning, all night, hugging strangers. It was awesome. It was an awesome moment. The only thing that I regret from the Super Bowl is that there was a Foles chasm, a Foles-induced chasm. So in other words, Nick Foles comes in, wins the Super Bowl, and there was a divide. And there still is a divide.
They just wait for him to play really well this weekend in his first game back.
And so that's what it bothers me, that, you know, that Super Bowl, there's a part of it that has an aftertaste that's not pleasant. And that's dividing the fan base.
And if they win the Super Bowl this year, not saying they are, but if they win the Super Bowl this year, watch, it's going to be because they run the ball. And they'll say, oh, well, Carson didn't win it anyway.
No, go on.
You know that would happen.
No. First of all, you can't win the Super Bowl without Carson playing great.
Right.
Jeff in Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff, right?
Make some noise, come on. What's going on, man?
Let's make some noise, come on.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, y'all sounded real confident, man. You make me go out there in the yard and dig up that coffee can and bet that or something. I don't know, man.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Nah,
that's chewing the sound of that cocky.
Okay.
Saying don't bet the coffee can.
Because I'm with it. I'm with it. Who has more to prove right now? You know what I'm saying? Who has more to prove right now? Brady's got 6 rings. And let me tell you, man, all this respect Tom Brady. I mean, we respect Mark McGwire, respect Barry Bonds, respect Shane Mosley, Lander Holyfield, guys that won by cheating. They're still cheating.
Yeah,
he got popped for cheating. They just slapped him on the wrist. And he's cheated multiple times. That staff has cheated multiple times. They're still there. That's right.
But again, you know, that's not entirely why they won.
But who cares about entirely? Okay, the steroids aren't entirely why Barry Bonds hit the
he's already
a great player, but it helped. It gave him that push.
Yeah, but I always thought Barry Bonds is a great player no matter what. So
exactly,
it didn't matter.
But when you cheat, you cheat.
That doesn't mean that they're not great. And what did Brady cheat for? Deflating footballs? I mean, come on.
Deflating footballs, he's with Belichick's staff, with the taping of the games, with the spy gate.
Yeah, I can't go down that road again, but whatever. If you feel that strong, that's great. I'm hoping. I don't feel that strong.
Who has more to prove, though? Because Foles beat Brady. Wentz didn't beat Brady. So Wentz is the guy coming in with a lot to prove. I understand how competitive Brady is.
If they had Deshaun Jackson, I would feel better, but they don't. I mean, I don't know how they're going to move the ball against them.
I don't know either, man. But, Sony Michel is a beast. That's one thing the Eagles have to account for. But I saw the Baltimore Ravens in 98 win a Super Bowl with. They won a Super Bowl with a tight end and a running back.
They had the greatest defense other than the Bears defense.
And it's still curtain. You know, it's been other great defenses, too. The Monsters of the Midway.
This Eagles defense isn't that deep. It's not close to that defense.
No, but all you have to do is play good on certain days. Like, the year that they won the Super Bowl, they weren't good enough to win the Super Bowl that year. The Vikings were supposed to smash them. The Vikings were favored in that game.
They weren't supposed to smash them.
The Vikings were favored in that game.
What, by a point? 2 points?
So what? They weren't supposed to win.
They were supposed to smash them.
They won, man. And they smashed the Vikings is my point. They end up smashing the Vikings.
I don't understand this whole conversation. I honestly don't understand.
All you got to do is show up on the day of the game. All you got to do is show up game day. Forget all that legacy and all that kind of stuff. All you got to do is show up game day.
All right.
And as far as the Phillies go, man, how do we, I don't want to hear anybody make any other moves about any personnel, any more bats, any more gloves. I want pitching. Pitching has to be the first move on this team.
Yeah, they're gonna get pitching. They're gonna get Garrett Cole. They're gonna get Cole. I don't think Strasburg is leaving. He opts out. I think he get paid, but I think they get Garrett Cole. And I know that on the morning show they were talking to Klentak, and Klentak was trying to ease the opposite. Oh well, you know, he's going to get Cole because it has nothing to do with Klentak. It has everything to do with Middleton's money and the agent who knows he can get Middleton's money. Who also knows that he has to do that for his favorite client, Bryce Harper. So Scott knows all that stuff. All right, I'm going to ask you, because you have now a lesion, and I don't even know how to feel right now. I'm like betwixt and between. I got on one end, I got the morose guy.
Yes.
Right? And the other end, I got Jeff and you. Who are walking around chest out.
And the bro.
And the bro.
Bro's with me too. Which I don't know how I feel about that, but hey.
Just talking about the Ravens defense. Like, what are we talking about? That Brady stinks? What is that?
Brady's looking human this year, eh?
All right.
Last game he played pretty well.
All right, you guys, you know, I'm in the middle here. I'm never in the middle.
Here, the one thing is we're still learning about Doug coming off the bye. He's 1-2 coming off the bye in his career. But that's a small sample size, just those three games. So let's see if he can get back to 500 coming off the bye this Sunday.
Yeah, again, but you're not following me here. We got you guys are feeling really, really strong. You guys are almost, you know, pumping your chest.
Yeah.
Like, how could you do that?
I don't know. I looked at it like 3 weeks ago. I said, if they can go into the bye 5-4 and then face the Patriots, I'm going to be feeling good about the team.
All right. Listen, I might just have to let all my reservations and fears go by the end of the week and come on board as like a follower, because as a disciple. Because right now, I don't even understand it.
Nick Foles had his followers. Follow me. To the promised land. That's an Eagles win.
And Jeff from Camden. He's digging up tin cans in the backyard filled with cash.
3.5 points.
He's digging them, and he's going to bring the Progresso soup can filled with the cash and drop it off at the Parks Sportsbook. Here, lay it, money line. I got South Philly Santa calling for a route.
I'm a big fan.
I know this guy. He's going to make us feel good, too. Ben from Montgomeryville.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What up, Benny? Our fabulous autism champ.
Yes, sir. I just got a new job at Rowley House. I'm working as an ambassador at Rowley House.
You're the man, buddy. You are all over the place.
Sports store right in Montgomeryville. Shout out to my man, Nick, Maggie, and Madison. They're doing very good today.
Good.
I'm ready for the Sixers tonight. Are you?
Yes. In fact, I am looking forward to it.
I'm going to the game tonight. I'm going.
You're going?
Yes,
awesome,
sir.
Buddy. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Hopefully get Ben back.
Well, I hope so, too. And I'm ready for the Eagles on Sunday, the Patriots. Oh.
All right. Now tell us how the Eagles are going to win.
I think they're going to have to put pressure on Tom Brady. That's what I would have to say. Pressure on Tom Brady.
Pressure Brady. I love it. What about offensively?
I think they're going to run the ball with Jordan Howard, and I think Wentz is going to be like the next Nick Foles, and I think he's going to do the Philly special.
Oh, yeah. Love it. I love it, Benny. Yeah, and you're going to be leading everybody down there.
I hope so.
As the autism champ, the Eagles autism ambassador.
Yes, sir.
We're proud of you, buddy.
Wait, here we go. Eagles.
You know, Ben.
Oh man,
thank you. That was awesome. Thanks, brother.
No problem.
I love you.
You guys are the man.
See you, pal. You know what? That was great from Ben.
I haven't heard an Eagles chant in a while.
I was just Ben's going on doing that chant. I was like, man, that feels good. That actually felt good.
I haven't heard one on the line in a while.
Yeah, I'm too pessimistic. I gotta snap out of it.
You know, it's weird. I'm normally the pessimistic Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know what's happened to me.
Yeah, I'm normally feel good, but I'm pessimistic. Like I look at this game and I need to shake. I gotta get out of it because I heard him when I heard from the mouths of babes. I hear my man do a great Eagle chant. It felt good. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Was Embiid getting ripped? Was Joe getting ripped?
I think people are just upset that he doesn't seem to be in great shape. I mean, that's what everyone keeps on pointing out. He's too tired at the end of games, which it does seem that way.
Yeah, but like, you know, I think we gotta slow our roll here.
Oh, it's because Ben's not playing, so they need somebody to rip.
I mean,
it's either Brett or Joel.
Really? This Sixer team, they draw the critics to come out. Why is that?
Because they lost on purpose for 4 years. I think that's the big part. That's what it is. We
so
waited.
So because of the process, we unfairly criticize the Simmons and Beam and Brett like nasty.
I think deep down in Sixers fans, a lot of people, especially the ones that didn't totally buy into the process, like there's guys that were right on the fence and there was people that didn't buy in at all. I think deep down they think, all right, I waited this long for what? Second seed, second round elimination, third round elimination, no championship. Like I think people think that. And it also goes back to the I told you so that we talked about last week. I guarantee you there are Sixers fans deep down going, I told you this process wouldn't have worked out.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I guarantee you there's people that think that way.
No way. No way. 610-632-0975. No, I no way. No way.
They do it about Ben. They want Ben to fail so they can say, I told you so.
So they're going to do it with the process itself? Do you want them not to win a championship? That's the dumbest thing in the world. It's like
very minute people. I'm sure there are.
I hope I don't hit the lottery. What's that mean?
I don't know. They're out there.
That's stupid. All right. That's just stupid. Come on.
They're out there.
That's dumb.
All right. They're out there.
All right. All right, let's talk about Gold Nugget Jewelers, shall we? The 4-for-4 Jewelers. That's right. They're the official jeweler of the Sixers, the Flyers, the Phillies, Eagles. So that makes them the 4-for-4 jeweler. All right, listen. She's the one, you found her, you need to see my guys at Gold Nugget Jewelers before somebody else does. Best price guaranteed. Located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. They get the best brands. Tacori, Verraggio, Simon G, Michael M, Jeff Cooper. I'm telling you, man. They are all about the rock. And they are the rock of the Jewelers Row. The official 4-for-4 jeweler. Beautiful showroom on the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you. Gold Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Thank you, Big Al. By the way, 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelry, where Philly gets engaged. Big Al has a scheduled rest day tonight. So, Sixers Cavs tonight, no Big Al. See if Ben plays. I don't get the B criticism. I mean, look, it's too early. Just let it play out a little bit before everybody starts ripping them. You know, if they're trying, from what we hear, they're trying to make him basically be ready for the playoffs to go 35 minutes. So, you know, it's all part of that sports science thing. He didn't lose. I mean, he lost weight. I don't know why his gas tank is shallow, but that's part of the reason why they're working on it. I mean, I'm not ready to. People are just crushing. They can't wait to crush Brett Brown, Simmons, Embiid. Let it play out. Let's get like 25, 30 games under the belt. We got C-Notes. Yo, C-Notes.
Hey, what's going on, Gargano?
What's going on, C-Notes? It's Anthony to you.
All right. But listen, I'm just calling to enlighten your day, man, because
lighten up.
I feel that we're going to beat the Patriots again. But this time, we're going to surprise them. They're going to expect Carson Wentz to be throwing the ball. I got a feeling that guy is going to be running.
Notes. So you say they're going to expect, you know, they're going to try to run the ball. I mean, Eagles are going to try to run it and run it with Jordan Howard. You get Miles Sanders out. Like, yeah. How do you see the offense and how do you see the defense stopping Brady?
Let me see. I don't know how our pass rush is gonna do that, but our secondary has to step up because everybody been talking mad stuff about them, and I have a feeling that they're gonna step it up. We're gonna beat them, and we're gonna beat them more than 10.
I like it. See notes.
And as far as the Flyers.
Now, are you going to put, real quick, before you get the Fly Guys, are you going to put C notes on the Eagles?
Yeah, I'll put my money on the Eagles.
You'll put the C note?
Yeah, I'll put the C note on them.
I like it. You're grabbing C notes, man. That's a great nickname that you have. Why? How'd you get that nickname?
I don't know. As a kid, because my nickname is C-U-R-O, Kuro, but. Everybody always called me C-Notes.
That's
good. Because I was always about money.
That's good, man. C-Notes.
But as far as the Flyers,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know what this coach did to them, but I see these guys playing, and I got a feeling they're going to win it all.
Yeah?
So we got goalies, man. We got goalies. That's what I like.
Listen, they're also fun to watch. They got players, too.
Yeah, and if they beat Washington tomorrow night, they're really for real.
Yes, tomorrow night. That's a great game. NBC, right? It's rivalry night. Oh, that'd be awesome. I like you. You're a good. You're light C note. I love it, man. Thank you, brother.
All right.
To you. That's good. How about that? C notes is making me feel good. That's a big game. Now that's must watch TV. You know that.
I agree.
That's a must. You know what's great is that the Flyers actually have a must-watch game tomorrow night.
Haven't been able. When was the last time you were able to say that?
Not really.
Seriously, when was the last time you were able to say, that's a must-watch?
Must-watch. Flyers Caps.
You know what? Must-watch last year, Carter Hart's first start. And that was about it.
Yeah. Flyers Caps, that would be awesome. Go in. I think it's in D.C. Go in and beat them. Oh. Flyers, Caps, Ovi, Smitty in South Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Smitty.
Fellas, what's going on, man?
What's up? What are you doing, Smitty? Wow, that game's at home tomorrow night. Ah, that should be rocking tomorrow night. How about that, Smitty?
Hey, man. Long time listener. First time caller. Been a fan for a long time.
Ah, man. Welcome, Smitty. Man, thank you, brother.
Yeah. Two quick points about the Eagles and then one quick point about Korkmaz. First of all, Tom Brady, I don't really respect him. If he didn't really want to congratulate us by, you know, winning the Super Bowl after all of the rings that you got, I mean, come on, dude. You're a 40-year-old.
Yeah. That was baby. That was a baby move.
Yeah. And I agree that the Eagles, I want speed just as much as you. You know what I mean? But Carson Wentz needs a friend on the wide receiving court. Let's be honest here. And Jordan Matthews is one of those guys that you probably can rely on. I mean, if we go to the playoffs and we only got three guys to throw to, I mean, what are we going to do?
No, I think you make a great point. He's also a friend. What you say is right. Because this has been a very tumultuous time for him, right? He's got their arrows and daggers and... You bring in Jordan Matthews. Jordan Matthews got his back. Jordan Matthews is a tough kid. He's got his back. I hear you. I think that's real.
Yeah, hard worker, you know, former second-round pick. Don't know why we got rid of him two times, but instead of, we kept Aguilar, of course, but,
No, but I think you're right about being a friend. I think Carson needs a friend.
Definitely.
That's not Zach Ertz.
Well, the teams are going to do what they're going to do with Zach Ertz anyway. They're going to double him from time to time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's tight with Zach, right? So, but he needs somebody else who goes, yeah, it's my man, yo, man. Stop talking about my man.
Right.
You know what I mean? He got his back a little bit.
Right. So I think we did a good move by signing him and, you know, trying to get him in there, trying to get him acclimated with the team, of course, and he can catch the ball. So we definitely need that.
He's got hands. I agree, he's not like the rest of them. He's got hands. Not like Aguilar.
And one quick point about the Sixers. I'm really surprised about how the way Korkmaz is playing. I really didn't expect to see him, you know, shooting a three. Like you said, you know, Brett Brown's trying to find a bomber. And Korkmaz is out there doing it so far. I mean, he's just letting it go. And, you know, really can't say that.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because the only thing about him is, and I think you're right, I think his release is quicker. But ultimately, he's got to only be playing 15 minutes. Like, if you come in second unit, you bomb a little bit. As long as he's not taking Matisse's minutes. Because I like Thybulle. I'm a Thybulle guy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And he hasn't played the last two games.
I don't know, man. I think you should get him out there. Get the rookie out there. Get him acclimated. Get the minutes under him. And
yes, I agree.
Get the wind under him. Let him get, you know, used to playing NBA ball. And he could be a tenacious defender.
I'm with you, Smitty.
In the long run.
I like it. Don't be a stranger. You got to call again, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man.
All right, brother. Always. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate
my pleasure. My pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Chunis, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Like, Korkmaz is fine, but I need Thybulle to play a huge role.
Yeah, because Thybulle plays lockup defense. At least that's what he should be groomed into doing.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the smoothest stroke, but he's hit a couple nice threes here and there. Listen, Furkan can play a role, but what did he play, 25 minutes last weekend?
Well, it's killing you when you get Neto and him.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Playing, that's what kills you on defense.
I need to grow a bomber.
And I still love that quote. Did you see the new Disney streaming service drops today?
Yeah, I don't understand any of this stuff.
You will.
All right.
You will once you have children.
Oh, okay.
Why it's a big deal is, see, these kids, they watch the same movies over and over again, a million times. Like and so those Disney Pixar movies, they just watch them over and over and over. It's like when you were a kid, what did you watch? Like,
Shrek. Right? The time.
Right. You watch over. You were the start of it.
When I was sick, I watched Shrek. When I was home, day off from school, Shrek.
Yeah.
I watched Shrek 1,000 times.
Yeah. That's how it is. That's why they said they dropped this streaming service. How about they want to charge $15 a month? $15 a month? Are you kidding me? Dude, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but they're putting all the shows on there too.
What shows?
There's a Star Wars show, right? That it's not going to be anywhere else other than this Disney Plus.
Dude, you're charging $145 a year. That's steep.
Yeah, but steep. But it's Disney.
I know. Right? It's not for games.
People go to the parks pay $300 to go ride on It's a Small World.
Brother, I get it. It's amazing what they own the world.
Yes. It's literally Disney
because
World.
Because they have the kids. They have the kids. And anything, they just like my kids are sick today. The sickness has been kind of on and off. And so, same thing. There'll be, you're watching all their Coco and all these Disney movies and whatnot. But $160 a month, $145 a month. It's pretty steep, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that life yet. In time, like you said.
Let's go to Mark.
Take it day by day.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Marky.
Yo, cuz, what's up?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, before I make my Eagles point, I love the Angel Heart reference. I'm in New York last week on business. I get back to my hotel room about midnight. Should have gone to bed, but I'm flipping the channels, and there it is. And I was hooked for 2 hours.
It's a great movie. It's an underrated horror movie.
Yes. I really love the line when he says to Lisa Bonet, hey, I caught your little act with the chicken last night.
Yes. Yes. That's where, yes, it is tremendous. That's where the they were sacrificing the chickens.
Yes, and De Niro was great as the devil, like you said, as the devil with the long nails, and he's eating the hard-boiled egg.
Yes, and he's eating the soul. And he had the, and he had, it's the symbolization, it symbolized the soul, and he's got the ponytail. He was a great devil, by the way. You're right about that.
He was. And it was a good storyline, too. I mean, yeah. it was very well
done. All right, let me ask you a question. Anyway, who's a better devil? Pacino in The Devil's Advocate or De Niro in Angel Heart?
Well, I'll tell you, as a lawyer myself, they made the devil a lawyer in Pacino. They really downgraded him, so I got to go with De Niro. <You know? God. laughs> Don't make the guy a partner in a law firm. You know? Give him some respect, as nasty as he is. Anyway, they were both good, but I got to give De Niro the edge.
You got
As for the bird, because I am long-term optimistic. Cautiously optimistic. Short term, I'm not. I don't see him winning Sunday simply because Belichick's got 2 weeks to prepare. I understand the Super Bowl and all that, but that was a different scenario. You give him 2 weeks. I think if the Patriots weren't on a bye, I'd like our chances. But, you know, I don't.
Now, you see long term, are you talking long term the next few years, or are you talking about this season that they could still win the division?
No, this season, I think if they lose to New England, they beat Seattle, they're 6-5, and then you got to go 4-1 the last five, but one has to be Dallas. That gets you to 10-6. Or if they're 6-5 after 11, they could run the table on the last five. And, you know, the last 2 years, they've been 5-1 in their last six games. So they do close strong.
Yeah, I agree with that. Listen, it's going to come down to the Cowboys game. However you shake it out, loss here, loss there, win, it's coming down to Dallas. I'm with you, and I think they can beat the Cowboys. I do.
But the one thing that bothers me, cuz, is that's our big rival, and the way they came out so flat, not that they lost in Dallas, but they came out so flat. I don't know how that happened.
And yeah, you know.
Fixing my throat.
You know how it works. You know, some teams, it's not ready. It's good stuff, Marky. It's not ready. You get blown out. Then in the rematch, the other team wins. And you're going, you know, how does this happen? I mean, this league is ridiculous sometimes. How does Atlanta go into New Orleans and win? How does that happen?
How do you drop seven passes against Atlanta?
Right. How does Miami go into Indianapolis and win? Say what you want about Hoyer. Still, you know, their defense is their defense. And Miami goes in and wins the game.
It's a weird league. Don't worry. Don't get nervous. Eagles aren't losing to the Dolphins.
I know. I'm not. I'm not nervous about that.
You brought it up yesterday.
I brought it up only because they won a game. And I was like,
No, it's not going to happen. You're going to be down there partying.
What it is, there's too much, like, bravado. Like, you got a lot of bravado.
Yeah, but I'm doing it against the Patriots. We need a little extra bravado.
Yeah, but you, C-Notes.
Love C-Notes. Jeff from Camden.
Jeff from Camden's got he's speaking of C-Notes, he's digging up the can, the soup can. And he's got the fat Progresso soup can, not the Campbell's, which is the smaller can. He's got the big can with the wad of cash that he's going to take up to the counter. What's the line?
3.5. Patriots. Favorites.
3.5, huh?
Short.
You think that's short?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the undefeated Patriots.
Yeah, so it's a road game, though.
Yeah, but it's the undefeated Patriots coming off a bye. Eagles.
They're not undefeated.
Oh, yeah, they lost to the Ravens. The one loss for Patriots. Soon to be two lost Patriots.
All right, whatever you say. Terrell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, T?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. You got to cheer up.
I'm cheery. I'm just not, like... I don't have the big stones for this weekend.
I hear you on that, but one thing about the Eagles, man, they got to cut off their grapes and grow a pear this weekend, man. They got to win.
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling it, man.
You are?
I am. Like I think the Patriots are going to think they're going to try to run on them, and then Carson Wentz just have to go over the top and trust the receivers this weekend.
Yeah, see, therein lies my pessimism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what, all of a sudden, lobster claws is going to start catching the ball?
Hey, any given Sunday, man. Jimmy Fox taught us that, right?
Yeah, but I can't do any given Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, I need like, football facts.
Yeah, I know. We no matter what, we got to come out this weekend with a win.
All right, I'm hoping you're at all there, brother. All right, I'm hoping you see it. I'm trusting you guys. Listen to me. By the end of the week, I'm going to say Terrell, Andrew, Jeff, C-Notes, all y'all, I trust. But if they lose, I'm blaming you on Monday.
Well, I'll call in Monday and apologize.
No, I'm just teasing you. We got on the Sixers. Calls. All right, you got it, baby.
Oh, this is the Sixers?
Yeah,
The Sixers, it's too early in the season for everybody to be on Embiid, man.
It's too early, right? Why are I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's way too
early. I mean, come on, stop with this. He did lose weight. It wasn't like my eyes aren't deceiving me. I think they're working him into his conditioning. I think they're doing it to get him to be able to play for the playoffs. I think this whole thing is just about 16 games.
Basically, yeah. But at the end of the day, how many games have Tobias, Ben, and B played together?
Exactly. Exactly.
So once all that, 30 games, 40 games from now, everyone's going to be like, oh, dang, we talked too soon.
I'm with you, too. I'm with you, T. Thanks, buddy. Great call.
No problem.
See you, brother. Now, again, I'm blaming you on Monday. They better win.
All right.
Then I'll be angry. I'm not depressed. I'm not like that guy who called up earlier.
Right.
That poor dude. I still feel... I want him to call back.
I want to send... like, give him something.
I know. I want to like send some Uber Eats over. Right, send him some soup.
Today's a good day for the Uber Eat.
Right?
Snowing outside.
We should send this guy some soup. Where was he? Remember where he was calling from?
No. I don't.
We had a caller I'm referencing who had, he was, the poor dude was down. And he was real down. And I said, what, are you sick? And he said, yeah, you could tell he was under the weather. It's good soup day. You know what's a good day today? A little pho.
I like a pho.
You a pho man?
Yeah.
I love the pho.
And go for a chowder.
Nah, too thick.
Oh.
I like the nice, like the clear noodles.
Fa's got the egg in it, right?
No, I got Uncle do the egg.
Well, yeah, but that's what they normally put the egg in, right?
They make it a million different ways. It's the Vietnamese noodle soup.
Right.
They make it in a million different ways.
The egg, it's good, though.
I don't like the egg.
There's one place in Philly. I forget what it's called. I got to find out what it's called.
You like the egg drop soup.
They keep the egg inside some sort of sauce for like months, and then they put it in, and it's good. And the sauce like pasteurizes it, so it's not like it's not bad.
Yeah, no. I just want the chicken with the nice chicken, right? And the clear noodles. I get the hot oil soup, the hot oil stuff, put it in there. So I love the Vietnamese noodle soup. That's a great item.
I saw you eyeing up my meal earlier.
That was terrible.
Just straight chicken salad.
By the way, Mr. Tony says, you ready? We need God on the field Sunday.
Who is that?
Let's make some noise. Come on.
He's in
Jacksonville.
No. You're going to give me Carson. Well, why don't you go right to Nick Foles all the time? Thank you. You go right to Nick Foles all the time.
Because people use him as a religion.
Stop with Nick Foles. He's done. I don't want to hear him anymore. Can we do an edict? There is no Nick Foles drop. How you doing no more?
That's tough. It's been on my board for a long time.
Make it a poll on if we can drop. Drops do we drop for good? McNabb, I'll always love you.
I'm embarrassed.
I like the I'm embarrassed.
Well, whatever. The Nick Foles, hey, how is everybody doing? All right, get those drops together and make that the poll.
Okay.
Because I'm done with those. I'm done.
Which one should we drop or should we drop them?
Which one? I don't care how you phrase it. Whatever. Just get the audience's opinion on it. Because I'm done with it. I don't want to hear Nick Foles' voice. Not now. Not going into the Patriots game. It's already haunted by the Super Bowl.
We already have a poll up already about the Patriots game. Talk about that coming up.
All right.
It's not good for me.
All right. No? All right, the callers are optimistic. Poll of the day is, and we'll get to it, is brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Got a cold wife? Cans can warm her up with a special financing rebate up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcans.com for an estimate. We'll come back with your calls just a moment, and Jeff McClain will join us as well. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? That's right. Breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. It is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all. Over-unders and player props, in-game betting, special odds boost every day for the biggest games. This isn't some offshore operation like other gambling sites. It's a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the United States, so you can rest assured your funds are totally secure. Get in on the action wherever, whenever, in the Keystone State. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now to sign up for a limited time. All new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:54. Look, everybody hang in. Dwayne, Scott, Sammy, John, DJ, Aaron. Everybody hang tight for a second. We got a treat. Does a great job covering the Eagles. Inquire.com. And give us a good bye week update where they're at. He is Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. Good morning, Jeff.
What's up, Anthony?
All right, so let's start off with this. Just the game itself. How do you feel about the game itself?
The Sunday game?
Yeah, against the Patriots. Like your initial kind of vibe.
I think the Ravens in some ways gave a little bit of a blueprint on how to beat the Patriots. So, of course, the Eagles don't have someone like Lamar Jackson at quarterback, but someone very much different. But, you know, I think certainly that defense has been great this year, but you can, if you get the run game going, can beat it. And that may be, that's kind of what we've seen over the last few weeks. That's been the recipe for success for the Eagles, at least offensively. And it may be the way they'll have to go the rest of the season. But, that being said, you're giving, Bill Belichick a week off.
Yeah.
And he's always been very good at the bye, off the bye. He's been very good in any scenario, practically. And certainly coming off a loss, you have to think that he went right back at the drawing board and was able to identify kind of where maybe they were lacking and what they need to do to improve upon themselves. But, the Eagles have won two in a row. They have gotten some guys back. I think they have figured out a little more of their identity. And, they are playing at home.
Yeah, that's good. No, you're right about, I think, figuring out their identity a little bit. Having won, they feel good going into the bye week. I have the same reservations when it comes to Belichick, too. But what you say about the Eagles is right. How do you see the health playing out? Where are they right now when it comes to health?
Yeah, they're pretty close to getting a lot of the guys back. And I think that's part of the reason why you didn't see any moves to the trade deadline. Although, you know, in fact, the fact that DeSean Jackson's season is now over makes you question why they didn't do more at the wide receiver position than wait until DeSean won an IR and they brought back Jordan Matthews this past week. Was he was in the locker room yesterday. But the secondary, yeah, aside from, I guess, Cravon LeBlanc, you've got everyone to the point where Sidney Jones isn't even active, wasn't even active the last game. That's another story altogether.
Yes, it is.
Why he isn't active. But what you can say is that you do have the secondary intact, at least the one I think the Eagles, when they perform their best, it's Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby at cornerback and Avante Maddox in the slot. On the offensive line, you're waiting for Jason Peters to come back, and we don't know exactly whether he'll be back this Sunday or not, but Andre Dillard's done a nice job filling in, and there's certainly been a valid argument for just sticking with him the rest of the way. I don't know if that's what they'll do. I think knowing Doug, he'll go back to his veteran there, but they know that Andre's at the ready in case they need him again.
I like this Brooks signing, too. Did you like the Brooks signing?
Yeah, I mean, that was something that probably made the most sense. I imagine we could see another contract extension or two over these next few weeks. This is typically when the Eagles do it. It benefits them, and in a lot of ways it benefits the player with several games left in the season. Now, for them to do something, maybe Zach Ertz and Lane Johnson. But Brooks certainly earned it. This is a guy that's playing, according to Jeff Stoutland and many others around the league and his teammates, the best of his career. And it's amazing considering that he had ruptured his Achilles tendon all the way back in January in the final game of the season. He's just playing at a phenomenally high level, and getting him under contract, I think Brandon is 29. Through 2024, I mean, that just further shores up your offensive line. And that's kind of been one of the strengths of this team.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, have they been great, as good as they were 2 years ago? No, but they're still one of the best offensive lines in the league.
Yeah, right? I mean, they own Green Bay. There's a couple games they own. They own Green Bay. They own Buffalo,
And we've seen what they've done, that 4 minute drill or whatever in fourth quarter drives where they've held the ball longer than 8 minutes and just pounded teams into the ground.
Exactly.
Again, that's why, as we talked earlier, that, if you're not going to be able to get it done through the air because of your lack of potency at the wide receiver position, then you got to favor a little more in the ground, and you have the offensive line to pound it, and good running backs with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders starting to develop more.
Talking to Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hey, you remember we talked about how the contracts were written for Jeffrey?
Yes.
Any update on that?
No. It's kind of almost, from what I know, it's guaranteed. But I haven't found out yet. And then honestly, once I do, I'll report it.
I'm curious. I'm sorry. So take this with a grain of salt. All right.
Yeah.
I would love for you to do a piece, and this is not for the next 2 weeks. Going into I sound like an editor. I apologize. Going into the Miami game, because that's a win, you would think. So depending on where they're at after that, I'd love to see how they're set up for the future.
Yeah,
like that kind of contract wise, player what you're. Kind of what a quick glimpse into the crystal ball would be a great story for you,
right? And it's also it's always a good time for that type of story. Depending upon where they are, obviously, if they've lost a bunch of games and it's not looking very good, then fans are all of a sudden start worrying about the offseason, what's going to happen in that regard, and you have to look at financially where they stand.
Forgive me. I didn't mean to overstep boundaries.
No. Honestly, I mean, I'm sure I'm probably something that I look at my list of stories I want to do. That's one of them. And in regards to the wide receiver position, that's obviously a concern. We've talked about whether Alshon is almost guaranteed to come back next year. The same goes for DeSean Jackson. We know a little more about DeSean's contract I think it's like $4 or $5 million is already guaranteed for next season. I think people would be a little more open to bringing back DeSean than they would Alshon Jeffrey at this point.
Plus,
I don't think the cap hit's as big for DeSean as it is for Alshon. But they need to upgrade that position, and they need to get faster.
So Carson Walsh talked, the wide receivers coach, And, you know, he was pretty, he gave a pretty staunch backing to Mac Collins. Is that just a coach trying to, you know, have his players back?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it wasn't just Mac. It was the entire group. Now, he did point out that there were games when they weren't satisfied with the result. But when you're defending someone like Mac Collins and you're pointing out, you know, how he lines up and the routes he runs, I mean, that's faint praise to me. Look, Mac is the fifth, sixth, or seventh option on offense. But at some point, the guy's got to catch a pass. I mean, you know, you're putting someone out there.
Exactly.
To some extent, you're playing against, you know, 10.5 versus 11. I don't care how good he blocks. And that's something that we heard several years ago in Chip Kelly's defense of receivers when they weren't performing, that they could block well. But, you know, blocking is far down the list of skill sets that you want from a wide receiver. You want guys to make plays. You want guys to catch passes. You want guys to put the fear of the eye, you know, into the secondaries of defenses. And look, you know, to me, Mac hasn't been performing, but I have more of a concern with the guys ahead of him, and that's Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar. They have been underperforming and frankly have been disappointments.
I agree with you, without a doubt. So he was talking about Arthego Whiteside, so he could play all three positions. He's ready? Do you see him being ready and playing?
Well, he played a few more snaps this last game, 15, I think.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see them sprinkling him in there a little more. He didn't get any targets. I spoke to him after the game, and he felt good about how he played, saying the same thing. You know, I pretty much did everything I thought I had to do in terms of blocking and lining up and running the right routes. And, you know, there's certainly talent there. We've seen flashes of it. We saw it in the preseason, but that's the preseason. I mean, you got to go out there and do it on Sundays. And I'm not sure if JJ right now is ready to step in and do that. You thought if he would be able to contribute anyway as a rookie, he'd be in the red zone. And I know they have a lot of options down there, but, you know, you take Deshaunette and you put JJ down there because Deshaun's not much of a threat in the red zone. But Deshaun hasn't been there, and then they're not taking off Mac in the red zone. And maybe this will be an opportunity for them to put him out there because he does have that skill set. He did it in college. You know, you'd hope that would translate. But all that being said, it doesn't appear to be because they're not trying to get him out there a lot more than they have. And again, look at the guys ahead of them. They haven't been performing.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it. I'm like, all right, well, if he's not out there and he's not targeted and he's not a part of the offense as a second round pick, he's behind. He's a huge disappointment thus far. Because there's rookies that are all over the place that are contributing in a much bigger way.
Right. And, you know, sometimes I feel like that's not 100% fair to the guy because, again, we don't know what's going on with one team versus the other and why guys are getting opportunities. But as we just said, the guys ahead of him aren't doing anything phenomenal. Alshon is on track to have the worst career the worst season of his career. The same goes for Nelson Aguilar, at least based upon the last several years, certainly in terms of yards per catch. So it's not like these guys are, oh, well, you can't take them out because so-and-so is doing such and such. No, that hasn't been the case at all.
All right, last thing, I'm real curious about this, your answer here. And I need you to think creatively, like Doug for a second. And I need you, Jeff McClain, to tell me what you would do as a little bit of a wrinkle, both on offense and defense, for the Patriots. Like, they're going to have to come out and they're going to have to do something different. He's going to have to be creative for them to win this game.
Absolutely. It's a great point. We asked Mike Rowe about it because we know that Bill Belichick is as good as any coach ever in scheming up how to defend not only the top players on the team, but for any scenario. And when the Eagles had success in the Super Bowl, I mean, you know, hate to go back to the Philly special, but they weren't ready for that play. And that was a play that they had been saving, and they pulled it out, and they executed it beautifully in a very important spot. I joke with Mike Rowe, so no more Philly special this Sunday. But, and then if I'm coming up with something, I don't know, maybe Carson a couple zone replays, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they've run those, but maybe you give him a few more options on those. He's a weapon, and he's done a lot better job, I feel, in sliding and protecting himself from harm. Whereas in the past, you'd be a little concerned about Carson in those plays because he would try and muscle for extra yards or dive straight ahead.
Yeah.
No, so if he, if that's a way to take advantage of an aggressive front, then why not take it? That's just one scenario. Again, look, they know. We talked about we had Bill Belichick on a conference call earlier today, and the Eagles' use of 12 personnel was brought up. So, you're going to have to use that, but they're going to be prepared for that. And they're going to take out Zach Ertz, right? That's going to be the guy that I would double. So maybe Goddard is your X factor. You got to come up with ways to get, and not just the screen game and stuff we've seen about him yards after catch, but down the field, because we know Dallas Goedert can catch the ball down the field. And Miles Sanders would be the other guy, maybe you scheme up something new for. Because, again, there's not a lot of film on him, and we haven't really seen, I think, the full arsenal there. On the defensive side of the ball, blitzing Tom Brady typically does not work.
Right.
So I don't know if that's what I'd do if I'm on Jim Schwartz. They haven't had much success running the ball, so I don't feel like that's going to be an issue for the Eagles. Aside from the Cowboys game, they've done a very good job defending the ground game. Jim is not especially the most creative guy when it comes to, but he's done it before. We've seen him do different things. And I don't know. I don't know who it is. I mean, certainly inquiring Avery, gives you a little bit of a weapon that you previously didn't have. You only had 3 snaps in the last game, but he had 1 sack on his first play as kind of a joker. So maybe a little more of Avery. I mean, this is a guy that hasn't seen much.
That's a good thought. Yeah, I like that. That's a good thought. How was Belichick on the call?
He was good. I mean, Bill's typically very good in these scenarios. As long as you keep it to the game or you touch on subjects that he isn't, he isn't worried of talking about. He didn't want to talk much about the Super Bowl. If that's still kind of, affects him or if it's something that he still looks. And he did admit that obviously they're looking back at that tape still, but that was a long time ago, I think, in NFL terms. And while I'm sure it still bothers the heck out of Bill Belichick, right? Yeah, I mean,
The Malcolm Butler thing still is the great mystery because was a huge, they had a really bad secondary that year, and he was their best player, and he benched him for that game. That was an amazing, that was still one of the most under-talked about scenarios.
Yeah, I mean, and we saw the first play they went at Eric Rowe. It was, I think, at part kind of taking his spot, not the first play, but I think it was the first drive. And Alshon Jeffery made a great catch in the end zone over him. And you're like, all right, well, does Malcolm Butler make that play? Yeah, it goes for both sides. I mean, certainly Doug wants to kind of follow up on beating Bill, a guy who many consider the best NFL coach, if not the best professional sports coach of all time, and to Jim Schwartz as well, who basically got – his defense got destroyed and was just as bad. I mean, I think there was only 1 punt in the game. And I don't think the Patriots ever punted, did they?
Nope.
So, I mean,
because they had to miss field goal and they had a couple turnovers.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they racked up over 600 yards. Brady, the thing that struck me most about that game, Brady, and watching it so many times, was he knew every time the Eagles were in man or zone. And certainly there are indicators, motions and shifts and stuff you can do to find out what the defense is in. But Jim didn't have any disguises or didn't. And that was, I think, that kind of hurt them. And you got to.
Oh, big time. Yes.
You can't be showing Brady everything before the snap.
No.
That's safe. He's going to kill you. But they don't have Gronk. They do have Edelman back. They didn't have Edelman in that Super Bowl game, but they don't have Gronk. And he was a handful. They really didn't have anyone who could cover him. Jenkins
and the whole second half was all Gronk. And remember, Cooks got the concussion. He's out of the game.
Right. And they tried, Corey Graham couldn't cover Gronk. Ronald Darby couldn't cover him. Jalen Mills couldn't cover him. They didn't put Jenkins on him because Jenkins they had on James White, and he totally kept him
out of the game. That's a huge deal. That's a great matchup on Sunday.
Right. I would do that again.
Yeah.
Because Jenkins is good. If you give him an assignment, man, he'll typically.
Yeah, he's a hell of a player. He really is.
The bell.
Yeah. Jeff, what great stuff, man. I love having these conversations, man. A lot of great stuff. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for indulging me. See you, buddy.
Yep.